The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hey!
How you doing?
Oh, I'm distracted.
Yes, it's a very distracted morning and everything.
Oh, I'm very distracted.
We're currently experiencing matchmaking errors. It's wonderful.
My, you asked me that question and my mind went completely fucking blank.
Like normal, yes.
Like normal. Yeah, that's really, yep.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah.
Nobody gets
giggity,
our
giggity.
Shit.
They won't do it.
I'm just saying, if they do, it's going to be terrible.
But. Oh, just hide behind shit and go.
Hide in a bush. Wait for your teammates to get killed. We made Tony laugh. We can end the show now. We're good.
We're done.
But coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Henry Kissinger, Israel, Santos, a whole lot more. Top 10 draft this week, Christmas songs. It's that time of the year again. We'll answer your questions as well. You ready to get into this, Vince?
I'm ready to be done with this.
Boy, you ain't kidding. TV news this week will start. Apple and Paramount Plus are discussing bundling their streaming services. This would combine Apple TV Plus and Paramount Plus offering would cost less than subscribing to both separately. So you would save money if they could work this out. I don't really watch anything or am curious about anything on either, so not
what was it,
me.
Apple Plus and what?
Paramount Plus.
I don't watch either. Do we have... Oh, shit. Do we have Paramount Plus? I don't know.
I don't... Paramount's like CBS, so I don't have it. I know that, so... Vince, our boy Jussie's back in the news.
Jussie Smollett.
He took a big L this week. The appeals court in Illinois handed out a 2-1 ruling to uphold his conviction. With the ruling, Jussie appears likely to return to a jail in Chicago to complete his massive 150-day sentence.
Ooh.
For the fake hate crime. This is MAGA country bullshit.
For the, what's the word I'm looking for here? What's that thing on the Ten Commandments? False witness?
Yes, that one. Yeah. The only other thing really in TV news this week, and this came out this morning, Vince, you know Mark Shepard from Supernatural?
Yeah.
Was Crowley, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he almost met the big man on Friday. He did not have just one heart attack. He had six.
Jesus.
Apparently, he says he was in his kitchen on Friday when he collapsed. That's when he suffered a series of what he says were massive heart attacks. EMTs had to bring him back to life four separate times. And then it was touch and go. According to Mark, he had a 100% blockage in his left anterior descending artery. That's the Widowmaker artery. He credits his wife and the teams at St. Joseph's Hospital. With the survival, saying without them, I wouldn't be writing this. My chances of survival were nil. He is on the road to recovery. Six heart attacks in the Widowmaker. Holy hell.
100%.
He should not be alive, period. Yeah, 100% blockage.
He's going to go to church.
Yes, he is. I apologize for everything I acted in.
That's
crazy. There's a reason it's called the Widowmaker, it's for a reason.
That's right.
All right, let's go to movie news this week. Marvel is all the news this week, and
it's all bad.
Yeah, pretty much. Marvel has hired Michael Waldron to write Avengers Kang Dynasty, and he was already set up to write Secret Wars, which is supposed to follow Kang Dynasty. So now he's going to write both Avengers movies. This is the guy that was showrunner for season one of Loki, and he wrote Doctor Strange Multiverse. Marvel president Kevin Feige will produce. Maybe at least the stories will be consistent, he said with a question mark, but I don't look for them to be good.
What was that, the one with Sam Raimi directed, the Doctor Strange one?
Raimi directed Doctor Strange Multiverse.
Multiverse of Madness, right? Yeah,
this guy wrote it, but Raimi directed it.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. It was more horror. I'll tell you what,
if they get Raimi to direct and this guy to write, they might be able to pull this off. I'm just saying.
Just give it to Raimi.
Yeah, just let him direct. Please.
That means people dead, goddammit.
That means Secret Wars, we could get Tobey Spider-Man back.
Irma Gerd.
Yay. And Mads as Doctor Doom? Oh. All right, I'm fan casting there. Sorry. The only other thing for movies is this comes from Disney head Bob Iger. He says creators at Disney have lost sight of what their job should be: entertain first, not messages. He adds that stories can be infused with positive messages for the world, but it shouldn't be the primary job. Funny how that comes out when your stock tanks and everybody's dumped your asses.
10 years later.
Yeah.
You waited 10 fucking years to tell everybody, look, knock it off with the fucking politics and just make it like the fucking comic.
After you've done irreparable harm to your brand.
You killed Star Wars.
And most of Disney and Pixar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... maybe we shouldn't be. You could have happy messages and still entertain.
Jeez, what were we thinking?
No shit. Oh, huh, but damn. Who'd have thought that one?
We've lost billions of dollars. What happened?
Yeah, literally billions and billions and billions. All right. We'll go to comic book news this week. There's only really one thing. Marvel has announced a new team up featuring Mary Jane and Black Cat. It will be called Jackpot and Black Cat. Jackpot is Mary Jane's superhero name now. Set for release late March. Will be
What's a four- power?
I'm not exactly sure, but she has some type of random superpower. That's why it's called Jackpot.
She's Squirrel Girl?
No, Squirrel Girl's OP.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That whole randomness that...
Yeah, but apparently, from what I saw, like, slot things come up on the page, and, like, she can get, oh, I'm super strong now, or, oh, I can fly.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's really dumb. But, yeah, the woman, no, let's see. It's written by Celeste Bronfman, who wrote originally Mary Jane getting her powers, so it's going to be dumb. At least it's a four-issue mini, but, yeah, it's dumb, so. That's pretty much it. A lot of not a lot of news this week because the holidays are kind of kicking into gear and everybody's winding down the year. So, your recommendations for books that came out this week, though, there's a new Howard the Duck one shot came out this week. Garbage Pail Kids Trashing Through Time, issue number one. Power Girl, issue three, and The Amazing Spider-Man. Gang War First Strike. This is a big crossover. I know it's in Spider-Man. It's in Luke Cage. It's a crossover Spider-Man event. That first issue also came out this week. So there you go.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, not a lot good this week. So, all right, let's go to wrestling. We have a Sunny update. She has been sentenced to 10.6 years, 10 years, 6 months, in prison for the driving with a suspended license causing death. and then another 7 years for DUI manslaughter that will be served following that. So she will be in jail at least 17 years and 6 months. So, and then once she gets out, she has 8 years of probation. This is pretty much they almost gave her the max that they could give her.
Is that all?
Yeah. So here you go. QT Marshall has announced he will be leaving AEW at the end of the year. Aside from being in ring, he also did a whole lot of stuff backstage. Apparently, he's not happy with the direction the company is going. He wants more soap opera WWE stuff, where AEW is more in ring action wrestling, less melodramatic stuff. So he's leaving the company. A couple of births. Matt Riddle and his girlfriend, they welcomed their baby boy this week. And Alexa Bliss gave birth to her daughter, Hendrix Rogue Cabrera. Rogue? Oh, yeah.
Hendrix.
Yeah, and apparently the baby was born on Jimi Hendrix's birthday. She's like, I couldn't have planned that. So,
Hendrix.
Yes. WWE has fired NXT backstage reporter Mackenzie Mitchell. She was posted on social media, thank you for all the opportunities. Didn't give a reason why she was fired. Apparently WWE has also fired a lot more corporate jobs this week, in addition to the 100 or so when the merger started a few weeks ago. So that's like getting fired beginning of December.
Merry Christmas.
Right, here's your severance.
Oh, well.
There was a story this week about Warner Brothers Discovery possibly being interested in the TV rights for Raw, which was a big deal because Warner Brothers right now carries AEW. Apparently, Warner Brothers did talk to WWE. Nick Khan talked to them in October with a pitch, and Warner Brothers turned down WWE. Either WWE was asking too much, or they already have plans with AEW. So, there you go.
I think WWE is no more. This parent is no more. It ceases to be.
This thing's dead. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I don't know.
It sure seems that way.
Yeah, it's...
because Vince has fucked everything up.
Seems more and more like UFC every day. So, last thing for wrestling, we have an update on Serena Deeb, who has been missing from AEW for many months. She was featured prominently, and then all of a sudden was taken off TV. People guessed that, you know, she had suffered an injury or there were some backstage problems. None of those is right. Apparently, she posted a long video to social media. She explains that she had seizures with an unknown cause. She did say at the end of the video now that she is cleared to return to the ring and hopes to do so very soon. But yeah, apparently just all of a sudden started getting seizures and had a bunch of tests run. They couldn't figure out why. They finally were giving her treatment, and now she's apparently cleared to get back into the ring, which is good because seizures are fucking frightening. So, but at least she's getting healthy. So.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty much it for wrestling this week. Vince, there might be one or two things for video games.
Oh, no, there's nothing.
There's nothing. All
there's
right.
Nothing. There's nothing. Except.
Oh, God.
The trailer for the next Grand Theft Auto premieres Tuesday, December 5th.
Oh, it is the 5th.
Tuesday, December 5th. But remember, kids, it's not Rockstar. It's Take Two.
Yep, you get to use some purple-haired chick, probably. Now I made Vince sad.
I have no hope for this game.
Make yourself happy with the next story.
But let me just get this out. I have no hope for this next game.
No.
I'm not holding my breath. I don't care. I don't. GTA 5 was probably one of the best games that they've made in the GTA series. 4 was pretty good.
Well, 5 is the best-selling piece of media in history.
Yeah. 5 is great. It's great. Take-Two now owns Rockstar. Take-Two has done their magic. And I hate to say this. I got a feeling GTA is going to go the way of Saints Row.
Ooh.
I hope I'm wrong. God, I hope I'm wrong.
That's bad.
It's bad. Even like the Saints Row, what was it, the fourth one, where he's got the big purple dildo using it as a baseball bat?
Yes.
A lot of people didn't like that because it was like it wasn't like the old ones. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It was supposed to be over the top.
Right. It was funny.
That was the whole point of that series, that franchise.
But I don't know.
I don't know. We'll wait and see.
GTA 6 will be the new Saints Row. There's one more thing I got for video games. It's not very big.
It's a little thing.
Fortnite Chapter 5.
Currently there are 2.6 million people on.
I tried to get on this morning. Let's see. It was like 8 minutes, 13 minutes. I was like, I'm not waiting. I got shit to do. It's big.
It was so big yesterday during the event that it literally crashed the game.
They said they had to it was 8 million people trying to get on for the first event.
Yes, to watch the M&M deal. Yeah.
They did it two more times. My thing is, okay, they've added racing, they've added Lego, they've added whatever. Rock band. Rock band's back, everybody. You know, you can walk with slurp jugs now.
Yes, you can walk while healing
in
Battle Royale.
Great. Wonderful. My issue is that when the OG season came out last month.
Yes.
10 million people tried to get on.
Yes.
And no one thought at Epic, hey, you know what? Maybe we need to turn on 5 or 6 more servers so we can, like, you know.
They grossly underestimated.
They should have shut off every server that they own for every other game and put Fortnite on it.
Yeah.
To handle the fucking, and they haven't. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. You know those numbers were huge and you didn't do anything.
Well, apparently it caught them so off guard that they're bringing back the OG season for next year. It was such a success. They were not expecting that.
Why?
I don't know.
Please don't. Please don't.
They've already announced it'll be back next year.
I know. That's so fucking stupid.
But the new map, new season dropped today. Wow, a lot of changes.
You can clamber, wow.
You can clamber up... rock faces. There's a train, one of the four zone games. I can't remember which one.
You can climb up rock faces now?
Yeah, certain ones. So yeah, there you can walk while healing. Upgrade benches for weapons. You can now add mods to your guns, like scopes or extra ammo ability, reduced recoil, reduced audio signature, all that. So it's a big update. The map looks wonderful. So
yay.
We'll see. I'll probably start playing Tuesday. Wait till it all calms down and my Xbox starts to agree with me again.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit this shit and try to get on, maybe.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, we'll go to music news this week. Some sad news here. Shane McGowan, former singer for the Pogues, passed away this week at the age of 65. His wife confirmed in a statement. BBC wrote he died peacefully at 3:30 this morning. wife and sister at his side. Apparently, he was diagnosed with viral encephalitis last year. He entered a Dublin hospital earlier this month to get treatment for an infection. And 2 weeks ago, his wife said that they were facing terrifying fears, and he did pass away, sadly, this week. So, that sucks.
Yeah.
The only other thing for music this week is we have an update to the Hall & Oates tragedy.
Oh.
Now, apparently, we know why the lawsuit came out. John Oates says he's gutted by his estranged musical partner's allegations that he's tried to secretly sell his half of Hall & Oates Enterprise. John filed a declaration in a Tennessee court saying he's deeply hurt that Daryl Hall took a private dispute they were having and made it embarrassingly public. Hall has gone to court over what he claims was a move by Oates to sell off his share of Whole Oats Enterprises, the company they formed to control some of the group's assets. Hall claims Oates was ambushed him by finding a buyer who Hall does not want to own Oates' part of their music. Hall got a temporary restraining order. That's the restraining order. It's not against Oates personally. It's against Oates selling his shares of their music. That's what the restraining order is. So this is going to go to court over can he sell his half of the music? Can he not? So
Jesus, yeah. Some musician trying to keep their shit. Wow.
Yeah, weird.
God, I'm about to start listening to Hall & Oates more.
Yeah.
So Oates wasn't really serious. He was just, it was just more of a hypothetical. Hey, I'm thinking about it.
And this guy wants to buy it. And Hall was like, oh, hell no. I dislike whoever's trying to buy it. I got to go to court to keep you from.
Yeah, we need to keep our shit.
Right. So that's basically what it is. So
good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And go watch CeeLo Green at Daryl Hall's house.
On yeah. YouTube. God that's damn it. That's awesome.
Fantastic. So, all right. That's it for music news this week. It's time for Song of the Week. And we'll plug our friends, and when we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 draft of Christmas songs.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the season bright. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be far away. For here we are as in olden days, precious golden days of yore. Faithful friends dear to us, travel near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang the brightest star upon the highest bough. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Broadcast Podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
All right, Vince, it's time we're going to draft Christmas songs.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot.
There's a ton.
If either one of us takes Mariah Carey, we're immediately disqualified.
I didn't have Mariah Carey on the list.
I did not either. So every list, she's number one. And I'm like, all of your list sucks if you have her on there. So, all right, Vince, with your number one pick.
Give me Christmas Time Is Here, Charlie Brown.
Ooh. Christmas Time Is Here. Sorry, I'm writing this out.
You want, is it longhand? Are you writing it on a fucking piece of paper or something?
Yes.
God, you type like you play fucking Fortnite.
Quiet, you are. I'll hide in a bush. Give me the Christmas song, Nat King Cole.
That's nice.
All right. Second round.
Give me Carol of the Bells.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yep.
Ding, brother, done.
Ding, brother, done. Would you like an apple pie with that?
I got a lot on the big board here, so. Give me Holly Jolly Christmas Burl Ives.
Oh, no shit. I like that.
All right, Vince, your third pick.
Oh, Holy Night.
Yep. Give me... Oh, we got to go with this one. Baby, it's cold outside. Give me Dino.
Oh, the rape. I'm gonna stick it in your butt. Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah. All right. Your next pick.
Give me... Mele Kalikimaka.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm sure I spelled that wrong. Ass. Give me a drummer boy. Go Bing and Bowie.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, your, well, we have to, fifth pick.
Oh, number five. Give me Blue Christmas.
God dang it. Yeah, I was. By the King. Damn, that was going to be my next pick. Which means I got to go with the Chipmunk song with Chipmunks.
Oh, Christmas Don't Be Late?
Yep.
You fucker.
All right, sixth round.
Oh, man. Give me the Kinks, Father Christmas.
Ooh. Good pick. I like that pick. I need the Latino vote. Feliz Navidad, Feliciano.
Oh, you fucker. That was on my list. There's so many. There's not a lot of crossover here.
No. Good God, I write like a doctor. Seventh round.
Give me Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Waitresses. That's a Christmas and Hollis, Run DMC.
Ah. That's some bullshit.
I had to take it. All right, eighth round.
Give me a Merry Christmas, Darling, the Carpenters.
Yep. You know, people don't realize how good of a drummer she was.
I don't think people realize how good of a singer she was.
That's true, yeah.
Everybody's like, ooh, the fucking Carpenters. I'm like, yeah, the fucking Carpenters.
She was incredibly talented, yeah.
You like the fucking Carpenters? Yeah.
Yeah, I...
Yeah, yes.
Damn, what do I go with here? I need the gay vote. Give me Last Christmas, Wham.
Oh, God damn it. I had that on here, too. Fucker.
W. Ham. All right. Ninth round.
Give me Run Rudolph Run.
Ooh, Run Run Rudolph.
Yeah.
That was Chuck Berry, yeah?
Yeah, waiting under the fucking tree to get peed on.
Well, there went me trying to write Berry until I laughed. All right,
piss,
thanks.
Piss, Rudolph!
Peeing at a lady leg. Yeah.
Oh.
Drinks
it right out of the tap.
Yeah. Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt.
Oh. Is there any other version?
No.
No! That's the correct answer.
Some are, that's their song. You know, that's, yeah.
No, yeah, that's, yeah. It'll never be anybody but Eartha Kitt.
Yep.
That's true, though.
Last pick.
Give me... It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Yep.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In every commercial.
In every commercial.
I got to go with it for my number 10. Call it the tugboat pick. No presents for Christmas. King Diamond.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Some bullshit. You know what? Some bullshit. Fucking Tony.
Yeah, I just got Tony's vote.
Yeah. No one picked King Diamond. Ayo, ayo. Why nobody picked King Diamond? Ayo, hey.
All right. We came out with, here's Vince's list. Christmas Time Is Here, Charlie Brown. Carol of the Bells, Oh Holy Night. Maliki Lakalihuka Maka Haka.
Maliki Maka.
Blue Christmas by the King. Father Christmas, the Kinks. Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. Merry Christmas, Darling by the Carpenters. Run, Rudolph, Run by the original R. Kelly. And The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. I came in with the Christmas song, Nat King Cole. Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives. Baby, It's Cold Outside by Uncle Dino. Little Drummer Boy, Bing Crosby, David Bowie. Christmas Don't Be Late by the Chipmunks. Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano. Christmas in Hollis, Run DMC. Last Christmas by Wham, Santa Baby Eartha Kitt, and No Presents for Christmas, King Diamond!
Grandma!
Lister picks. Kathy came in with Have a Funky Funky Christmas, New Kids on the Block. 12 Pains of Christmas, Last Christmas, Wham. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, NSYNC. Roboto came in with Wonderful Christmas Time by Wings. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Yeah, forgot that one. Tony came in, No Presents for Christmas, King Diamond. Deck the Halls, Twisted Sister. Christmas Wrapping, The Waitresses. Oh, we might have split his vote.
Ooh. Oh, fuck yeah, we did.
Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monte. What in the bippity frickin' boppity? And Merry Fucking Christmas by Mr. Garrison. Handsome Dan finishes it off here with Round and Round the Christmas Tree by Bing Crosby. First Noel, Nat King Cole. 12 Days of Christmas, John Denver and the Muppets. I almost picked that. Silver Bells by the King. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan. Wow, she sings a song that doesn't have depressing dogs. I'll be damned. The Christmas Song by Kenny Rogers and Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Christy McCole. So, thank you to everybody for your pick. Hopefully, all these songs get you in the Christmas spirit.
I know the Michael McDonald did.
Damn right. All right, let's get into some listener questions. Vince, are you ready?
I am ready.
Chris starts us off here with, as we head into the final month of 2023, I have a pop quiz for Vince. To test his knowledge on everybody's favorite movie that takes place in the month of December. Vince, question one. What is the first thing that John McClane says when he arrives at LAX? Or said to John McClane?
That said to John... I don't know.
The answer is Merry Christmas.
Is it?
Yes. What event is taking place at Nakatomi Plaza that sets the stage?
Oh, a Christmas party.
Yes, it is. What is John McClane's wife's name?
Oh, shit.
Holly.
Yes, as in deck the halls with boughs of. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, still not a Christmas movie. It's a movie that takes place during Christmas.
What does John McClane say in prayer before he leaps from the top of the tower to save the hostages?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Oh, God, please don't let me die. let's see. What is Hans Gruber's goal for Holly at the end of the movie?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
To take her with him out the window when he falls.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How does John save Holly from Hans Gruber?
He takes the watch off his fucking wrist as he falls.
There you go. How many terrorists are there in the movie, each taken out one by one as if representing some kind of countdown to the final one?
I don't know, it's like 13, right?
12.
12.
As in Days of Christmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right.
It's not a Christmas movie!
The only other question this week comes from Handsome Dan. When asked the question, what's your favorite song by insert artist or group with several hits, and a person chooses some obscure deep cut, do you assume they're sincere, or is it just a douchey flex?
It depends on who it is.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, because, like, if somebody said, hey, what's your favorite Bouncing Soul song? Because, like, everybody goes with Olay, you know, that, and I'm like, I like Leon Sheena. And they're like, well, that's a deep cut. But, yeah, I'm a legit fan of the band, so it does depend on the person. So,
yeah.
I agree with that.
I mean, but how many people know who Bouncing Souls is, you know?
Right, so, yeah. That's
really...
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Not a lot of us. All right. Thank you guys for your questions. Vince, it's time to go to Clown World. And did you see the stories this week? And we're starting in Ireland again. Ended last week, starting this week. Irish police. Well, apparently that's a misnomer. Are reportedly investigating Conor McGregor's social media posts for hate speech.
Yep, he hates it, all right.
Ireland's Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly said this week, quote, "We are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good." Yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good.
No, that's not how it works, bitch.
No, that's, yeah, that's, no.
Yeah, that's some tyrannical bullshit right there.
Why don't you go up to one of those invaders and tell him that while he Aloha snack bars you about 10 times with a kniffet. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ireland's media minister this week called on the public to report any hate speech they see online to the cops.
Oh, no!
Not, you know, the brown guy stabbing three kids, but, hey, this white guy over here said something mean. You better tell the
white
cops.
White guy said something awful. He said something.
Yes. So,
oh, no.
Ireland's about ready to pop off with a civil war, which, I mean, technically they've had one for...
It doesn't surprise me.
How long have the troubles been going on since we've been alive?
But it doesn't surprise me.
No.
The only thing that's surprising is you let it go this long?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Vince, how about some good news?
Oh, yeah?
We need good news. Henry Kissinger died, kids!
Oh, you gonna be like that?
Hell yes, I am.
it's the holiday season, man.
Yeah, I know. This was an early Christmas present. The man, the U.S. diplomat of the Cold War era, helped open Washington to China. Leave that as it is. Reviled by critics over human rights, died at the age of 100. No points for any of us. Kissinger, a German-born Jewish refugee whose career took him from colleges to diplomacy, remained an active voice in foreign policy, died at his home in Connecticut on Wednesday. For those confused, by why this is a good thing, here's just some of Kissinger's greatest hits. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This is the stuff he was behind, okay? Bombings in Cambodia killed 500,000 people. East Timor, 200,000. This is the guy that was behind the overthrow of Pinochet in Chile, the guy that's involved in that. 3 million dead in Bangladesh, 200,000 dead in Laos, and that little thing called the Vietnam War with 3 million dead.
Oy vey.
So, yay!
Yay!
Crab dance, kids!
It should have been earlier!
Yeah, you ain't a shitting. Soros, we're looking at you. You're next.
Both of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spain, which I'm ready for that one to pop off here, too, because the socialist government in Spain, guess what they just outlawed, Vince?
Fuck. Who knows?
Saying the rosary in public.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just outlawed it.
So what's the Pope think of that?
Oh, he's coming up here with something. He hasn't said anything about this, but yeah, apparently you saying the rosary in Spain is in public is now outlawed.
Oy vey.
Yeah. Get ready to pay more at the gas pump. OPEC has agreed to cut oil output by an additional 1 million barrels a day, and they also announced that Brazil will be joining OPEC. Yep. Yay. $8 a gallon gas. Coming soon. Again.
Yay!
Vince, we have an update to the Derek Chauvin attack. You know him as Officer Knees on Neck. You know, Chicken George Floyd thing. Yeah. He was attacked by a man named John Tursak. Now, it's somebody did some digging into this guy, and it's a little suspicious here, if you will. Apparently, this guy's a member of the Mexican Mafia gang, and a multiple-time FBI informant who stabbed Chauvin 22 times on Black Friday, saying that it was for Black Lives Matter.
Sure.
So let me get this right. The report came out that the FBI met with the medical examiner that did the George Floyd thing and made him change the autopsy results, right? Then just days later after that report came out, a longtime FBI informant just happened to be able to get the Chauvin and stab him 22 times.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Really? Huh, that's like Epstein security cameras. Huh.
Yeah.
Just so happened to be able to get to it. All right, let's move on to the "our government is completely fucked" portion of the show. It came out in congressional hearings this week that the Department of Justice collected data on every single person who liked or retweeted Donald Trump.
I'm glad I wasn't on Twitter.
Search and seizure. Huh?
Fourth Amendment.
Oh, hey, you had the Pope question earlier?
Yeah.
The Pope came out this week and called on governments around the world to criminalize anti-Semitism.
Oy vey.
Huh. Here I thought he was in charge of the Catholics. Not the Jews. They both wear weird hats. I get confused.
Yeah, they're both probably the same tribe, too, I would assume. The synagogue of Satan.
A lot of people say things, yeah. A renowned, I don't know if you want to use that word, non-binary queer artist and former Vice contributor. How he only got 90 months, I don't know. But he's been sentenced to 90 months in federal prison after arranging to rape a 9-year-old boy.
Vice, huh?
The Department of Justice referred to Ephraim Zelnoy Mendel,
No shit.
Yeah, that,
fuck, that couldn't echo hard enough, could it?
Boy, coins are... Yeah. They referred to him as a they-them in court papers.
How much time did he get?
90 months.
That's it?
10 months for every year of the boy he tried to rape.
Oh, that's nice.
I...
90 months. What is that? That's,
7 years? Ish?
Out on good behavior.
Yeah. They need to put him in that one prison that, the guys are going around killing pedophiles. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
In Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Which I'll never play.
Don't let the boy hear you say that.
Yeah, he ain't a shit. God almighty. Sports Illustrated got busted this week.
That's a dick. I'm looking at that chick in the fucking bikini, and that's a dick.
No, not for that.
Or one bad set of hemorrhoids.
Not for no Rapinoe stuff.
Oh.
A author for Sports Illustrated by the name of Drew Ortiz. He doesn't exist. Apparently, he wrote multiple articles for Sports Illustrated. The only problem is he's not real. He has no social media presence, and the photo on his Sports Illustrated his profile post picture is for sale on a website that sells AI-generated headshots. Sports Illustrated's been using AI to write articles using fake people. And they got caught.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but who reads Sports Illustrated anymore?
That's the bigger question. that's the bigger question.
I mean, you remember when the swimsuit issue was fucking huge?
Yes.
I think the last
Heidi Klum, Tyra Banks days.
Honestly, no. I think it was. I think it peaked. I think the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition peaked when the last time Kathy Ireland was on it.
Yeah, because you could order that and get the football phone.
Yeah, the rain in Spain issue.
I miss the football phone.
Yeah.
Hey, remember we had the story about Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn had filed to get the Epstein flight logs?
Yeah.
Well, this week, Senator Dick Durbin blocked the subpoena. Wonder why.
Democrats, man.
Why would you not want... Why would you block a fellow senator's subpoena for flight logs? Either A, you're in the flight logs, or B, the actual people you answer to, not your constituents, are on the flight logs, and you don't want to answer questions. But hey, the government's not shady, because this came out as well. Representative Loudermilk confirmed all videotapes from the January 6th committee depositions have mysteriously disappeared.
No shit.
Huh.
There's no proof. Good. Get the people out of solitary.
Right.
Oh, we have those.
Yeah.
You can't see those.
Right. Yeah, but all the depositions are gone.
Shots have not been fired.
It's literally mind-boggling.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
And I mean, you talk about Ireland having a civil war.
I don't know what it's going to take.
Here. Man, I tell you what. It's right around the corner for us.
Yeah. It really is. I hope people understand that. Vince, we had another passing this week. Sandra Day O'Connor passed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Complications from dementia and Alzheimer's. So she was, of course, appointed to the Supreme Court by Reagan in 81. First woman to serve on the court, and the shit went downhill after that.
Thanks, Reagan.
81, I don't know. Yeah, he still had most of his faculties, didn't he? 81, he'd just gotten the prisoners out of Iran.
Yeah, no, he was still good.
Yeah, it was about 85 Nancy took over. Yeah.
Mr. Gorbachev.
Get that off your head. Wait, what?
Here's a towel.
The U.S. House has expelled George Santos in a 311 to 114 vote, making him the sixth person in history to be expelled from Congress. The embattled former lawmaker survived previous attempts to remove him, but there was growing momentum for this effort in the wake of a scathing ethics report, which concluded he had sought to fraudulently exploit his House candidacy for personal financial profit. Yet, Senator Bob Menendez, who literally was caught with gold bars with Egyptian writing on them in his fucking suits in his closet, still gets classified briefings every day.
Democrats.
Yes.
We haven't had a civil war yet. It boggles my fucking mind that shots have not been fired.
I
don't understand.
At this point, I don't know what it's going to take.
I don't either. The power to go off.
Yeah, that's it. Last thing for this week, the truce is over in Israel, Gaza. They're killing each other again. I think like 400 are dead already in Gaza since the truce is over. Yeah, so. Surprise!
Yeah.
We told you last week, as soon as this thing, the 4 days is up there, Israel's going to continue as regularly scheduled.
Yeah, invasion, that church over there's got to go. That church, that Christian church that's been standing there for
2,000 years,
it's got to go. Why? They're hiding in there. They are? Yeah.
Do you have proof?
No. No, we're the Jews.
Oh. We drop bombs.
You don't believe us? 6 million! God damn it!
Not according to the Red Cross.
Oy vey!
So is the Red Cross anti-Semitic?
I think the real question is...
Well, no, no. I know where you're going with that, and no.
Math.
Is hard.
God damn, math.
All right. Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Hopefully, man, if something don't pop off, we might talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.